This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We are delighted that you're in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to take this with you as you travel, we have a listen line, 24-7, 605-477-3249. Today we're going to be talking about real estate titles, boundaries, fee simple, allodial, adverse possession, things you need to know. With us is Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
Very well. Thanks for staying up late in Australia.
That's all right. What I usually do is I usually have a bit of a sleep. I usually go to bed early. You know, like 8 or 9 a.m., p.m., sorry, and then I usually get up probably about 1:30 in the morning here. And so I get the fire going and I make a cup of tea, and then I pick up the phone and I start talking.
That's great. And what kind of tea do you like?
I drink Dilmah. I don't know if they sell Dilmah in the United States. But do you know something? If you are going to be a tea drinker, I would recommend that you buy Dilmah because it's owned by, the company is a family-owned company, and it's owned by the Fernando family, who actually live in Sri Lanka, and they're old-fashioned tea farmers. They're now in their third generation. They're not a big multinational company. And yet their tea is sold in supermarkets in New Zealand, Australia, Britain, Canada. I'm not sure if they sell it in the US. But if you see it in the supermarket, please do buy it because, you know, the tea multinationals have been some of the nastiest people out there. You know, I'm talking about like companies like Twinings and Lipton and all the rest of them. They've been extremely aggressive in shutting down local tea farmers in parts of the world where that particular herb grows. And, you know, Merrill Fernando has very bravely fought the tea multinationals for about 30 or 40 years. And he makes a very, very nice cup of tea. And in his each box, he has a little letter that he writes to his customers and updates them on how his tea business is going.
And, what a nice idea.
It's a wonderful idea. And it says at the bottom of it, I am a CEO who makes his own cup of tea. He doesn't write that at the bottom of every letter. But I thought, what a nice touch, you know.
Right.
And given that I'm always going to be a tea drinker, it's sort of like if you want to drink coffee, then drink Alex Jones's Chiapas coffee because it actually supports the local Chiapas coffee farmers. or, you know, some other where you are brand of coffee that actually doesn't abuse the local coffee farmers, you know.
How do you spell
anyway, it? There we go.
How do you spell this brand of tea?
D-I-L-M-A-H.
Okay. Dilma. Okay. Very good.
Yep. That's good.
Today anyway. We're going to talk about land titles, boundaries,
yes.
Secession, fee simple, allodial, and adverse possession. And I was chatting with our engineer, John, who's engineering the broadcast for us today at GCN. And we were chatting about adverse possession. And, you know, we don't have to do that right now. But that's something that everybody needs to know about, because your neighbor can put up a fence, and it may appear to be right on the fence line. Let's say you've got, a suburban piece of land. Let's say it's a half an acre. And he puts his fence up right on the line. Well, actually, it's not on the line. It's 6 inches over the line on your property, and it's that split rail fence. And then he decides to plant some bushes on your side, and everything looks nice. It just happens to be across the line, and now he's got that 6 inches of the fence, that 6 inches plus the fence width of another 4 or 5 or 6 inches. Now he's over a foot, and he's got the plants. Yeah, the bushes, and they're over like 3 or 4 feet. So he's got 6, 7 feet of your land.
Yeah. It absolutely has. And unless you go to your neighbor and say, "Oi, I'll check the survey marks, the fence line's off, and if you don't rip it up, I will," you'll lose, maybe, depending on the length of the boundary, you could lose a couple of hundred square meters of land.
Mm-hmm.
Depending, like I said, that's not likely on half an acre, okay? But if you are fencing in, let's say, 10 acres or 100 acres and the fence line is 6 inches out, you're going to lose that land if you leave the fence there. If you go and you, at first, you must civilly go to your neighbour and point out the fact that the fence is out, okay? And that we need, I would suggest that you use these words, because fence line conflicts, I mean, we had, we had an incident here a couple of years back in Wedderburn where about 2 or 3 people were actually shot, okay? I don't know if that had to do with property conflicts. But that sort of feud often starts over a fence line. So I would suggest going, first of all, to your neighbour civilly and politely pointing out that this fence line is off by 6 inches, and point out the survey markers and say, survey marker, fence, not straight, you know, and you know, get a line and put the line up and say, "We need to redo this fence." And if he refuses, okay, then you have every legal right to actually rip up that fence and put it in the proper place yourself. If you don't, and if you leave the fence there for 10 years or less, depending on your jurisdiction, some jurisdictions it's 5 years, some jurisdictions it's as little as 2 or 3 years, depending on where you are. Around here it's 10 years. If that fence line is left where it is, you'll lose that section of your land permanently. And you might think, well, that's not a big deal, but if you, the next time the fence needs to be redone, you can guarantee he's going to get it wrong again. You know, and this might be in 10 or 15 years' time, he's going to move it another foot across. Get the same, and you're going to end up losing your land, quite a considerable portion of it. And, this sort of conflict has to be taken seriously. When you are making up the cadastral boundaries, cadaster, for those who don't know, it simply means property line boundaries. So the cadastre is where the actual boundary of the property runs, okay? And if you go to the corner of your land, you will usually find a little white square, depending on where you are. Sometimes they're a wooden peg with a metal plate hammered on the top with the lot number on it. Sometimes it's a metal pole. In very, very old areas, sometimes it might just be a rock or a pile of rocks. Okay, that would be a very, very ancient property boundary. But this law goes back as long as you care to go. Okay? People have been marking property boundaries for thousands of years, and it is the single most common cause of war, both between families and also obviously between nations. Now, if you're marking out your property boundary, you need to get some builder's line, okay, and you need to find the survey markers, and you need to hammer in some sort of around here they call them star pickets. They're like the steel fence posts that you get, okay? I don't know if they have those in the U.S.
Yeah, we use them. Actually, a lot of times it's the rebar, R-E-B-A-R, might be a half inch in diameter, might be 5/8, 3/4 of an inch. It's a rod that's used to reinforce concrete. Typically,
yeah.
For farms, what they do is they'll pound them into the corners of the
yeah.
property, and they'll attach a red flag. And a red flag is nothing more than a piece of plastic ribbon. And what happens is... And the surveyors will use that, and they'll tie this plastic ribbon on, and 5 years later, that ribbon's gone, and you're out in the woods trying to find these posts, and you can't find them. So
yeah.
if you do find them, we suggest that you mark them in a better way. You know, maybe put a taller fence post there to indicate that's where
I'll tell you what they do around here. They put... you know, maybe a taller star picket or a taller piece of rebar.
Mm-hmm.
And what I personally do is I get an old, can from some preserves, like a baked bean tin or whatever, and I put that on top of that post. And then when I'm out and about... I can easily find it again because I'm looking for a tall post with a bean can on it.
It's exactly what we do here. Exactly what
yep.
we do. And, class, this is pretty important. And when we come back, I'll share a story about my grandmother and what happened to her with adverse possession. Now, it wasn't very nice. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Gwyneth, here's what happened. Back in the 1960s, my grandmother and grandfather's house had distinct markers on all corners of the rectangular property. And their neighbor decided to build a picket fence, 6 feet tall or so. And the neighbor very carefully put the fence, you know, they didn't talk about doing it. They just put this fence up. They didn't tell my grandparents. They very carefully put the fence up within the markers, meaning the fence, the nice side of the fence faced the neighbors. The not nice side faced my grandparents' property. And Gwyneth, I'm talking about, we lost you for a couple seconds. I'm talking about my grandparents' property. And their neighbors decided to put up a picket fence. And you can't see through a picket fence very well. It was about 6 feet tall, and this was back in the 1960s.
Yeah.
The neighbors very carefully put the fence up without discussing it with my grandparents. They put it up within the boundaries of the iron posts on the neighbor's side. So everything had the appearance of being above board, honorable, and correct. My grandmother said, that's not the property line. And so we looked at it, my parents looked at it, and it looked like the fence was legitimate. And my grandmother said, right, but that's not the property line. What happened, and my grandmother was right, the neighbors remove the property stakes and move them to gain land. They moved them over to my grandparents' side and attempted to steal my grandparents' property.
Yeah.
What ensued was my grandparents got another survey, and the survey stakes showed that the fence was on my grandparents' property.
Yeah.
By a significant margin. And my grandparents said exactly what you said. You'll have to move the fence. Or we'll take it down. And
yep.
And that's what they did. So you're absolutely correct. And I've seen this firsthand. And this was in the 1960s. So people have devious minds sometimes. They act with malice. And it's unacceptable.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what. By the way, I need to put a disclaimer in here. This is not legal advice. Okay? If you've got a legal problem, go and hire an attorney. Okay? But this is education, and you've got a brain. Okay? So, but because we're discussing points of law here, under law, of course, I have to put that disclaimer in. Now, that's absolutely right what you're saying. But you know something, the law of adverse possession is actually there for a very, very good reason. Okay? And this is the reason why. Many hundreds of years ago, what happened in Britain, which is the home of British common law and also which is the ancestral origin of American common law, they would have massive plagues go through the landscape that would wipe out 90% of the population, okay? And you would have huge areas of countryside where you had something called intestate land, okay? Now, what intestate land is, I own my estate freehold. When I die many long years from now, that land will pass on to my sons, okay? And there's nothing that anybody can do about it because it's freehold allodial land. And the government actually has no legal right even to impose property taxes, but there's ways around that too, under the law, okay? Like you can sign your property over to your children while you still have your right mind, okay? Before you die or get Alzheimer's or whatever, I hope you don't get. We'll discuss the reason why the adverse possession law is there when we get back from the break.
Gwyneth Eisenstores, her website is listed right at usaforparis.com under the instructors. We'll be right back.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenics is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenics, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenics is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenics samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Now she's on Facebook. Gwyneth, how do we get in touch with you?
Okay, probably the best way is through my Facebook page, but you'll have to be patient because I don't necessarily check my Facebook page every day. I'm too busy doing other things in life. But, yeah, I do check my Facebook probably a few times a week. And if I see anything there, you know, anyone who really needs help, then I will get back to them. Yep. Yeah.
And Gwyneth, spell your name for us. Please spell your name for us so that those who...
G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H I-S-A-A-C-S.
Okay, class. So, if you go to Facebook and you want to find her, Gwyneth Isaacs, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, and her last name, I-S-A-A-C-S. I-S-A-A-C-S.
And you'll know it's me because there's a farm. I have a farmer guy as my icon. Okay? And actually, he's a character from Sapphire from New Zealand from many years ago called John Clark. That's his real name. His nom de plume was Fred Dagg. And he was really funny. So if you go onto YouTube and type up Fred Dagg, you can watch some Fred Dagg videos on YouTube and you'll absolutely laugh. You really will. If you've ever been a farmer, he's somebody who takes, we have a saying over here, takes the mickey out of it. You know, that means really makes fun. In the best way, and he's actually quite a courageous guy these days. He's one of the few active voices that points out a lot of the corruption that goes on in the Australian government. So I really like John Clark, and he does it through humour, which is really good. And he somehow manages to get employed by the Australian ABC, which is normally left wing, that they might as well hang a hammer and sickle from their flagpole. Mm-hmm. So, but somehow they managed to tolerate John Clark. Anyway, getting back to a lordial title, okay? There's a reason why this law is there, because a long time ago, you had plagues would go through and they'd wipe out 90% of the population, and you'd have bits of land which would have nobody to inherit them, okay, because whole families would get wiped out, and by things like wars as well, you know, and, you know, like the English would be fighting with the Scottish and the English would come through and wipe out whole villages, and, you know, entire communities would just go off the face of the earth. Now, this land would sit and go to rack and ruin, and meanwhile, there are a lot of homeless people wandering around. And you might think that can never happen again, but I urge you to get out there and look around you, because there's a lot of homeless people wandering around right now, and there's an awful lot of land out there with no clear chain of title. And it's once again going to rack and ruin. Okay? Now, this law was designed to put people back on the land, okay, so that they could begin farming it and actually do something productive and valuable on this earth instead of being a parasitic burden. They didn't have a welfare state then except for the church, but...
Okay, we just lost Gwyneth Isaacs, and she's going to be back with us in just a couple seconds. But we've been talking about real estate and property law, and let me just tell you a little bit about this adverse possession. There's some requirements, and in the United States. Here are some of the requirements for adverse possession. It must be open and notorious. The person, this is from a website called JUSTIA.com. It must be open and notorious. It must be exclusive. It must be hostile. Gwyneth, and it must meet the statutory period.
Okay. Yeah, and so this is what this law was designed to do. You've got to research the history of the land thoroughly before you go making an adverse possession on it. You have to find who the previous owner of the land was. You have to find the circumstances whereby they were no longer the owner. You might find that they're still the owner. Even if the land doesn't look looked after, if it's got an owner, it's not your land, okay? And if the owner is still alive, it's not your land. And if you try and do an adverse possession on such land, the owner can come and have you arrested by the police for trespass, okay? And the police can't just come on their own and do that. But the owner, if they are out and about, or their heir or successor, can come along, you know, and unless they have to give you three warnings. But the warnings are you must leave this land, and they can be within within 5 minutes. They can give those three warnings. And if the owner can prove their title, okay. If somebody comes to your land that you're adversely possessing and says, "Oh, I'm the owner," you say, "Well, you need to prove that. Where's your title certificate?" And you know, if they can't produce the title certificate, you've got every right to go and tell them to rack off and come back. If they can with the title certificate, or otherwise, you're not. Believing them, and you'll take them to court, okay? And you have every right, unless that owner can produce the title certificate of title, you have the right to defend that land with force of arms, as you would if it was your own property, okay? And fill in the blank there, whatever, projectile firing device you happen to prefer, or whatever means you happen to prefer. But you have every right to, by force, defend your own land. But that's what hostile means, okay? You must be open about it. Now, I'm being open about something here on USA Prepares. There's 40 acres of land next door. And after I moved here, I found out that the owner of that land had died 5 years before I moved onto this land. Okay? It was owned by the son of the people who used to own this land. And he died without leaving issue. That means he did not have any children. I have tried to find with all my heart his heirs or successors. I have been unable to find them. Everybody that I ask about this particular guy, they say, "Oh, he died, he got cancer and died." Everybody in the community says that they all knew him. And what happened with this land and the land next door was it was owned by one family, and about 13 years ago, 10 or 14 years ago, so about 10 years before I bought it, the people who owned this land were growing a hemp crop up the back, and there was a bushfire, a forest fire up the back, and the fire department had to break the lock on the gate to get to the bushfire, and they found the hemp crop, called the police, and the the mum and dad both served prison sentences. The son fled and never returned, and he fled in such a hurry that he left a deposit in the toilet, which was never even flushed before he left, and he's never returned. He's died of cancer. And he has had no heir, and I have not been able to trace any other descendants of this couple, okay? Now, what I'm doing is I'm adversely possessing the 40 acres next door, okay? The local police know that I'm adversely possessing this land. They don't like me. Nevertheless, they know the law. They know the whole circumstances and the history of this land, and they have not interfered. Okay? because I've got every right to take that land, because otherwise, I'll tell you what was happening on that land, okay? There were squatters on that land who were doing things like leaving knives on our boundary in the middle of the night, okay? Now, that is something where I'm a single mum. I live quite a distance from town, about 18 kilometres from town. The local police don't like me anyway. And I aggressively went and defended my boundary. And the homeless people decided that I wasn't such an easy take after all. And they fled. But when I woke up in the morning, I found that they had dropped knives on my boundary. And it was at that time that I decided that I was going to adversely possess the land. That's a very, very good reason to adversely possess a block of land, okay? Because there's houses on that land, and the homeless people were squatting in the houses, and they were destroying the houses. They were breaking windows, and they were slowly demolishing them.
And how about fires? Did they set little fires here and there to stay warm?
We found fireplaces. Yeah, we found fireplaces where they were, you know. But they seemed to be well constructed. You know, they weren't just out in the middle of the bush.
Let's talk a little bit more about this when we come back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we've been talking about adverse possession, land, and taking land, preventing it from being abused, keeping squatters off. But Gwyneth, I haven't seen a single case in my life when someone squats on the land and the land gets better.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Okay. It's far better if there's somebody who actually gives a darn about it, who does things like, for instance, if there was somebody here who claimed to be the heir and successor of, you know, the fellow who owned the land before, which, you know, I would seriously doubt them. Okay, I would ask them to provide birth certificates. I would ask them to, I would say, listen, I'm going to have to check this. And I would say, well, even if you are who you say you are, even if you are the heir and successor of this particular fellow, you would have to compensate me now for all the work and all the effort that I have put into this land to get it back into a farmable state, okay? And I have another thing with adverse possession is you actually have to care for the estate, okay? So if it's got a house on it, you should try and fix the house. If if it's farmland, you should fence it. You should definitely fence it, okay? Around the boundary at least, you need to put in, you should put in things like dams, bores, wells, soaks, so that when the water, when the rain falls, that it doesn't just all run off, that it actually soaks into the soil. If you want to put in things like watering points for stock, like stock troughs, irrigation systems, etc., etc., etc. The more work you can do to the land to show that you're looking after the land and attempting to bring it into production, then the higher your chances of a successful adverse possession are, okay? Because, you know, if somebody comes along claiming to be either the proprietor or the heir or successor, you should make them prove their ID, number one. And number two, if they can successfully prove their ID through things like birth certificates, driver's licenses, passports, social security numbers, etc., 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 then if you have put in infrastructure onto that land, they have to compensate you for the infrastructure that you've put in. So stock troughs, irrigation systems, dams, house repairs, etc., etc., etc. Okay? And if you are consistent with this over a period of years, this can get to a five-figure sum. Then if somebody who is a fraudster comes along and says, oh, but, you know, I am so-and-so and this is my land, you can point to the infrastructure and you can say, see this? You can't, even if you are who you say you are, you've got to compensate me for all of these capital improvements on the land. And you'll soon find that any fraudulent claimant will back off pretty quickly, okay? If it is the genuine owner of the land, then they will either say, well, it's still my land, and but, you know, it's something that, like I said, if you're in this situation, make sure you do your research and probably see an attorney, either that or really make sure that you know what you're talking about before you attempt something like this. And this is education and it's not legal advice.
Gwenda, thanks so much for being with us today and sharing your thoughts and experiences. And, class, if you'd like to hear more of Gwyneth Isaacs, Tuesdays, hour number one, right here on USA Prepares, live from Australia. Gwyneth, thanks so much for being with us.
Okay, God bless. Have a lovely day.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.